Chapter 13. Now there were some present at the same time who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans, because they suffered these things? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all perish in the same way. Or those 18, on whom the tower in Siloam fell, and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but, unless you repent, you will all perish in the same way." He spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and found none. He said to the vine dresser, "Look, these 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and found none. Cut it down. Why does it waste the soil?" He answered, "Lord, leave it alone this year also, until I dig around it, and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit next time, fine, but if not, you can cut it down." He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. And look, a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bent over, and could in no way straighten herself up. When Jesus saw her, he called her, and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and immediately she stood up straight, and glorified God. The ruler of the synagogue, being indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the crowd, "There are 6 days when work should be done, therefore come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." Therefore the Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Does not each one of you free his ox or his donkey from the stall on the Sabbath, and lead him away to water? Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, look, 18 years, be freed from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" As he said these things, all his adversaries were disappointed, and all the crowd rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him.